I'm Secretary of State Ken Detzner. Get ready, get set, vote.
Make sure your voice is heard.
18 counties began early voting on Monday, including Santa Rosa. Election Supervisor Tappy Villain says voters can cast their ballots at one of four locations.
We have our main office here in Milton, Pace Community Center, South Service Center, the annex down by the zoo in Gulf Breeze, and then also the Tiger Point Community Center. 8:30 to 4:30, and it will run through August the 25th.
By law, early voting must begin 10 days before Election Day, but counties can add extra days inside an 8 to 13 day time frame. Santa Rosa opted for the longer period, starting before neighboring Escambia and Okaloosa counties.
Historically, in Santa Rosa, we have offered the 13 days. Our voters seem to like it, so we just decided to keep on track with that.
In all elections, when state or federal seats are up for grabs, early voting is mandated. It's also allowed in other elections as well, at the discretion of the supervisor of elections. Those supervisors, including Escambia County's David Stafford, also determine the hours of operation at the early voting sites.
Traditionally, primary elections have a significantly lower level of turnout when compared with general elections. It's an expensive proposition. We have to balance out the fact that it costs a lot of money to open up and maintain an early voting site when looking at what the expected level of turnout is.
Light turnouts have been the norm for most of the midterm votes in recent memory. But Santa Rosa's Tappy Villain says the political events of this day and age could change that this time around.
We hope that we're busy, we're prepared to be busy, and we will see. We're anticipating a good turnout.
Last week, Senator Bill Nelson claimed that Russian operatives have penetrated some of Florida's voter registration systems ahead of the 2018 midterms. But his first warnings came last January during a hearing with national intelligence officials by the Senate Armed Services Committee, on which he sits.
I think it is the general assumption that you all have said that our systems can be invaded that has we as policymakers concerned, but the average American concerned that there is no privacy anymore.
Word from both the Department of Homeland Security and Florida Department of State is that Nelson did not say anything that's not already known. Escambia's David Stafford says there's been a renewed focus on security since the 2016 election.
Not only cybersecurity, but also physical security as well. We've had folks from state, federal agencies in to help us out. We've partnered with the University of West Florida. New resources, hardware, software to help increase our security posture moving forward.
There's talk around the country of a blue wave of Democrats at the polls come November. But the number of new Democrats registering to vote appears stagnant and in some areas, such as Escambia County, virtually non-existent.
The biggest shift in the last, I would say, 10 years in registration has been the growth of no party affiliation. Republican, Democratic, they really haven't seen much of a shift in the last couple of years. That's held relatively steady within a percentage point or two of maintaining the spread that they've had.
Just over 13 million Floridians are registered to vote August 28th, according to the State Division of Elections. Democrats outnumber Republicans, but just barely, as both parties gear up for a fierce battle at the top of the ballot in races for U.S. Senate and governor. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.